Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1448, air date May 28th, 2024.
Well, good evening, everyone, or good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Today, we're going to continue our health series on a very, very different herb called moringa. It's called moringai. Some people call it moringa. People call it different words, but in Tamil, which is the language, another language that I speak from India, it's known as moringai. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. You're going to learn a lot, but this is going to be in a series of videos that we're going to be doing. Many of you have really enjoyed the videos that we do. So we're going to be taking an herb, looking at it from the molecular system science perspective. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go and do a series on it so all of you can understand how these different herbs get used in different ways. All right? All right. So let's discuss moringai. And let me just go right into the science of it and share with you sort of our agenda for today. So everything that we discuss from a truth from a health perspective, you will learn, first of all, the power of system science. That's sort of a base we do in all of these videos. So you can start recognizing that there's a way to connect science, politics, and health. Then we're going to go into the science and the biology of moringa. And then the realities, moringa has been shown to be equally or better than some of the big pharma drugs in particular areas. And this is unfortunate that this news doesn't come out. So it falls upon our movement, Truth Freedom Health, to share this with you. And then finally, we want to talk about how much moringa should you take. But we also want to give a much more lucid position on this, that food is medicine. And we have a capability, a systems approach to figure out, is moringa right for you or for me? And then everything here is brought to you by the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, a part of the Yeshiva efforts, and we need your support. So you can also learn how to support this. Everything I've done in my life and everything we do as a movement at Truth From Health is about taking a systems approach. So those of you who are new, it's important that I share this with you. So I'm going to just share with you my journey to systems. You see, everything in the universe is a system, and there's a science to understanding systems. And if you can take that systems approach, no one can bamboozle you, and you won't be into this left-right perspective or pro or anti. You start seeing things as they are. So this is my journey to that. We're going to come back with moringa shortly.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems, so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy attachments into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone. So as we jump into talking about Moringai, I want to share with you a little bit of background in addition to the journey of systems. Everything we do at Truth, Freedom, Health is to teach people through any of the presentations we do, whether it's health or politics or science, how to think, fight, and heal. And as a part of that, we have three major solutions. We have others: the Truth, Freedom, Health Leadership Training Institute, which allows you to become a warrior scholar, where you really get educated on the same system science that I used to teach at MIT, but it's even better because we've integrated with Eastern and Western medicine. So go to truthfromhealth.com and take advantage of that training. Every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we hold an orientation, an open house. You're all welcome. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation and sign up. The other part of our solution is Systems Health. Systems Health is a very powerful educational platform for those people who really want to understand the body as a system and how you can get educated as a systems health educator to deliver that. You can even start your own educational business if you want to make it sustainable, or be a philanthropist and give away that knowledge. And every Fridays at 11 or 7, once every 2 weeks, join us for the Systems Health tutorial. That's vashiva.com/tutorial/RSVP. And then finally, we have the Open Science Institute by Cytosolve, which is a 23rd century platform for discovery, where we are creating medicines faster, cheaper, and safer than any of the academic institutions. And every first Tuesday, it actually should be first Tuesdays of the month, we have a symposium that you're all invited to come to. In fact, let me just change that because this is not right. So every first Tuesdays of the month, we have a symposium that we run that is really for all of you to be a part of, where you can really learn what is Cytosolve? And we typically take a new topic every month to do that. Okay, so you can all be part of that. You can actually learn what is Cytosolve and be part of that process. It's an open science platform, so be part of that. All right, so let's go to Moringai. Again, we're going to take a scientific, political, and health approach. And we're going to ask, is it good for you or good for me? All right, now Moringai is a tree of life. It's grown widely in many tropical and subtropical countries. The earliest documented medicinal use is recorded in 150 BC. Typically, in this tree, which is known as a tree of life, they use all parts of it. The leaves, the seeds, the bark, the roots, the sap, and the flowers are all used in this traditional system of medicine when they use Moringa. Now, in the Ayurvedic, which is one of the oldest Indian systems, or Siddha use of Moringai, it's been used to treat diabetes, heart disease, anemia, arthritis, liver disease, respiratory, skin, and digestive disorders. So it's a pan food. In Africa, the leaves are dried and powdered to enhance the nutrition in everyday meals. It increases essentially the bioavailability of other foods. In Southeast Asia, the leaves are used as feed for livestock and really supports their health and productivity. And the leaves and the pods of the fruit are used for curries and soups. So we want to, again, everything we view as food is medicine. So we want to begin by understanding the science. Now, it's a very, very widely studied food. And there's over 3,000 articles written about it, 23 clinical trials, and across 85 years of scientific research. What we do at Cytosol, we're able to take all of that research, you know, curate it, organize it, and then extract that at molecular pathways, create architectures of that information to find out a 360 view of that information versus a reductionist view. This video here is going to talk about Moringa broadly, but then we're going to do a series on each of the different health areas of Moringa, looking at the molecular pathways. But we use Cytosol to really figure this out. It's a technology that I created out of my PhD work, and now it's over 16 years. And we've helped many, many companies figure out what's in their foods, how to optimize supplements. And now we're creating a whole line of products for that, which I'll talk about shortly. But that's what Cytosol is. It's a platform for discovery. Our work revealed in terms of Moringa, there's 21 key molecules. Okay. Now there's 110 compounds that have been isolated so far from Moringa, but 21 are the ones that have really been studied well. So we could go into the others, but we want to focus on these 21. These 110 compounds fall into different groups. Okay. As you can see here, they fall into these different categories of chemical compounds. And you know, as you study this, you'll get to know these categories. Alkaloids, very, very powerful chemicals. Saponins, tannins, steroids, glucosinolates, flavonoids, and terpenes, okay? So Moringa has all of these different categories of compounds among the 110. Now, among the 21 molecules that are well-researched, the minerals are these six: calcium, potassium, zinc, magnesium, iron, and copper appear in Moringa. In addition, relative to the vitamins, there's, you know, five major vitamins, A, B, C, D, and E. And then finally, the phytochemicals in there are quite pervasive or broad: tannins, sterols, terpenoids, flavonoids, saponins, anthraquinones, alkaloids, glucosinolates, isothiocyanates, and glycoside compounds. So those are the 21 different types of molecules in Moringa. So it's literally a potent food. Now here are the different active compounds with medicinal benefits that have been found, you know, from the existing research, okay? Obviously there could be more. Epicatechin, which as you know, appears in green tea, quercetin, which is found on the skin of many, many different fruits, niacin, sitosterol, marumoside A, and glucomeringin. Now, when we do our other videos in the future, we will be discussing how these particular chemicals affect the particular health benefits, okay? So again, this is a initial introductory video. As a part of that introduction, what we can see is that Moringa has 8 biological effects, 8. So here's a tree. By the way, a little aside, when I was growing up as a child, one of these trees would literally grow right up out of the cow shed where my great grandfather had his, you know, few cows and his chickens, etc. And the tree had these fruits. They're long fruits. They're almost 2 feet long fruits that hang, very slender fruits. And that fruit would be made into different curries. Now, in Indian movies, as another funny aside, if a man and a woman just got married and the woman wanted to be more intimate with her husband, she would make moringai soup the night, you know, for that night, because it had a very, very anabolic effect on men. So, but the leaves of the tree are very good for women, right? So it is a broad-based vitamin. So that's just a quick aside in villages where I grew up, how this was revered as a tree. By the way, the World Health Organization considers this probably the most important crop for the world. So first of all, moringai is anti-cancer. It's anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, protects the brain, is an antioxidant. So those are the six major biological effects, okay, of moringite. The other piece is the health benefits. The leaf, now remember, there's various pieces, a leaf, the bark, the flower, the root, and the pods. All right, so there's the pods really come from the fruit. So those are the five parts of the tree. Now, the leaf fights malaria, fights arthritis, disease of the skin, hypertension, typhoid, swelling, parasitic diseases, diabetes, cuts. It's a contraceptive remedy, a genitourinary ailments or anything during the urinary tract and the genitals. It boosts the immune system. It elicits lactation for women, antimicrobial, and it fights the flu. The bark of the trees supports digestion, helps stomach pain, supports people's vision, cures ulcers, supports hypertension, joint pain, anemia, diabetes, and cough. It fights all those things. Again, all of this is based on the current evidence. The flower has anti-cancerous effects, anti-inflammation. In fact, the flower is known to support mental disorders like hysteria, enlargement of the spleen, muscle diseases. It's also an aphrodisiac. And then the root is known to help with epilepsy. It helps during labor pains, toothaches, anti-parasitic, worms, and anti-paralytic. And then finally, the pods are supportive. It is said to stop infantile paralysis or convulsions and malnutrition. All right. So those are all the many, many powerful ways, I'll blow it up a little bit, of the different effects of moringite. So it all parts of the plants can be used for many, many different effects. Okay. Yeah, so someone else said here, Serena says, it's also important to bad order or separate the TDS, total dissolved solids, naturally in the body. Yeah, this is very, very important that it actually serves as a filtration for getting clean water, okay? Someone says, I add moringa to my morning smoothie. Brenda says, it's quite the panacea. And she says, thank you, Dr. Shiva, for sharing this knowledge. All right. So, yeah, so by the way, many of you know, I'm a scientist and engineer. I enjoy sharing this information, and our movement, Truth Freedom Health, is one of noble service because those in power really don't want people to take advantage of food as medicine. So it's fallen upon us to educate. It's a good thing. I enjoy doing it. And I hope you guys get involved in our movement for Truth Freedom Health because it's a way you can support everything we do. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. So that's the health benefits of moringa. Now, you notice this has so many, you know, as we discuss here, there's all these different molecules as we went over there in moringa, okay? Now, so if you take food as medicine, I just want to give you a quick, very important case study of CytoSolve's use beyond just gathering information, figuring out the molecules. CytoSolve also has the ability to gather all this information, understand the compounds in natural foods, and then figure out how we can combine those compounds to have positive effects, to create new supplements, new medicines. And so I want to share with you a very powerful example of where we use CytoSolve to look at the world of osteoarthritis, pain, inflammation, review about 100,000 papers with our technology, extract out the particular molecules in these particular foods, and then combine those through doing trillions of computations to come to understand two sets of molecules, which have a very powerful effect on discomfort, pain, inflammation, et cetera. And this gives you an idea of how this knowledge beyond, how this platform beyond supporting the educational effort we do can also be used to discover new medicines. So that's one of the powerful things we're able to do with CytoSolve. And by the way, all of you, if you have new ideas for new products, new areas of disease that you want to go solve, come to Truth Freedom Health, come to our open house, come to the CytoSolve symposiums, and we'll show you how you can be a part of solutions, right? So we've done that. In this case, we've taken all of these different foods, chamomile, parsley, celery X, spinach, grapefruit, bitter orange, and we've run it through Cytosolve, and we've been able to discover a very interesting combination of two particular compounds at the right proportion, which has a very powerful effect on inflammation, discomfort, et cetera. And I'll play you this video, but this will just give you an idea of the power of Cytosolve to educate, but also to discover.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, everyone. So I hope that was valuable and that gave you an idea of the power of Cytosolve. So let's go back to discuss more about Moringai and its use. All right. So by the way, you can go to mb25.life to get more information. And more recently, we're not only considered interested in human nutrition, but we're also interested in pet nutrition. If you go to the shop, you'll find on vashiva.com a really cool another development for pets is a whole health supplement. So please go check that out. So now let's look at the politics of Moringai, okay? Remember, we do science, politics, and health. Now, you may not know this, but we want to share with you some of the important scientific realities of Moringai. Now, Moringai oleifera, it's more effective than metformin, which has been used, you know, obviously in diabetes, in reducing TNF-alpha expression, which is a cytokine which causes inflammation. So think about that. So from a metformin is a pharmaceutical drug. Moringai oleifera, which is the ingredient from Moringai, is more effective than metformin in reducing TNF-alpha expression, glucose and insulin levels in animal models. So here's a normal control. Here's a disease condition. When you have the particular disease, the x-axis is TNF-alpha expression. Okay, and what you see is when you give metformin, it lowers the TNF-alpha expression to 3.79, and when you give Moringai, it brings it down to 3.44. So It does better than metformin. So this is quite fascinating. You won't hear this on the mainstream news. You won't hear it even by MDs. You won't hear it even by the grifter media, because they do not want to talk about the fact that there's natural products which are naturally available. And here's the scientific study that exposes this. Okay, and this is about 500 milligrams per kilogram of moringa that was taken. Okay, so this is a very powerful clinical example of showing moringa as medicine. Here's another one. The moringa leaves extract, MLE, so from the extract, what we're seeing here is equally effective in lowering liver damage related enzymes compared to the drug silymarin. Okay, so they take silymarin out of a milk thistle and they made it into a drug. And you can see here MLE. Okay, so here are the different enzymes you're looking at that are involved in liver damage, right? So these enzymes, this is a control group, normal rats. This is the elevated group, okay, where you have the disease condition, these bar charts. And you can see moringa leaf extract brings it down significantly, as good as silymarin. So again, this should be something that should be discussed broadly. But again, you won't get this from the medical establishment nor on mainstream news, because this tree, the moringa tree, by the way, can grow pretty much in any condition, even the worst drought condition. So here's a very, very powerful plant that grows everywhere, easily accessible, cost effective, but it's not really discussed. Someone just says, I have a lot of moringa trees in Florida. I make a moringa latte with coconut milk in the morning. That's great. Okay, so that's another example of moringa. And the reason you're not going to hear this, the politics of this, is because there's an incestuous web of science between the big academic institutions, the publishers of journals. So there's probably a lot more research. Some of it will never see the light of day. The government who funds pharmaceutical research and big pharma companies, all these guys work together. So that's why a lot of these natural products research doesn't come out. And that's why the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which is funded by the people for the people, is enabling all of us to have opportunity to get access to the science. That's how this presentation is actually also made accessible to all of you. And there are ways that you can support our work. All right. Now, the pharma industry, remember, they don't deal with multiple compounds. They deal with a single synthetic compound. They spend a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, in preclinical work in the lab, on test tubes and killing animals. And then they have to do phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 human trials. This costs $1 to $5 billion. And the drugs they create have massive side effects, and they can't handle combinations. So pharma is spending more and more on R&D, and they're finding less and less new drugs even the FDA will allow. And this is why they needed the vaccine to really save their failing system. And a lot of the approach that they take is that the elephant represents a disease. The biologists or the researchers are like blind men touching parts of that elephant. They get a very, very screwed up view of the whole disease because they don't work together. So our institute is dedicated to eliminating animal testing. So everything I've shared with you comes from without testing on animals, okay? And the reality is, even the NIH admits that 90% of the animal experiments are going nowhere. And the results actually from animals do not translate to humans. The other piece of this is the politics is, you take an herb like moringa, which my grandmother used. It's used by indigenous people. This web of incestuous web of science and politics is not interested in supporting indigenous medicines, is not interested in supporting medicines of that sort, because this means that they're going to lose a lot of power, profit, and control. Our goal at Cytosolve and the movement is we want to support these institutions, these ancient systems of medicine. And if you really want to fight racism, that's a way to do it. So you can go to vashiva.com/openscience or vashiva.com, and you can scroll down. You'll find the Open Science Institute, and you can support our projects. And by the way, when you donate to us, we give you many books and knowledge, and you actually get to become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior scholar. So be part of this. Here are all the different gifts you get if you donate $100. We don't like to take anything without reciprocating. So even if you donate to support this research, You get books and courses, et cetera, to learn how to support your body as a system. Again, every Tuesdays, we have a symposium. Let me change this again. There's a mistake here. So every Tuesdays, we have a symposium on this, and you guys are all invited to join it, and you'll learn a ton because you'll really get to hear other scientists and all the different topics that we're working on. So at 11 a.m., the first Tuesday of every month, you can go to cytosolve.com/symposium and sign up to join us, okay? So is all moringai good? And is it right for you, okay? So obviously, we believe organic is a way to go. In most of these indigenous villages where moringai comes from, you know, they don't use toxic pesticides. So it's wild, which is naturally organic. And as some of you may know, when these pesticides are linked to lung, liver, kidney, thyroid, toxicity, and carcinogenic. So I can tell you all the great things about moringai, but if you're eating it in a non-organic form, you're actually defeating the purpose. Now, the question is moringai right for you? And how much moringai should you have? Well, again, everything I'm sharing with you, obviously, this is not medical advice. We're sharing with you the clinical evidence. You should obviously talk to your doctor. But at the maintenance dose, you know, to support your basic health, Stowe's et al. In 2015, about 9 years ago, confirmed you need about 2.5 to 4 grams per day. That's powder form. For cholesterol control, NumBR in 2010 said about 4.6 grams per day of the dehydrated leaves. For diabetes control, which means to support insulin modulation, Stowe's et al. Said about 8 grams per day. And then for moringai is used, my great grandfather would take the leaves and he would put it into the water of the cows to produce better milk. And this is an ancient tradition. Turkey Ilmaz et al. Said that you need about 500 milligrams per day of the leaf extract. Okay. Now, so those are all the good things, you know, that we can talk about. But remember, food is medicine. You also have to be aware of how much and under what conditions. So let's share a little bit of that. Okay. So if you go to how much, overdose may cause itching. Okay. So if you already have itching and you have stuff going on, overdose may cause itching. Overdose may cause diarrhea. So those are the two big things. So otherwise, it's generally regarded as safe. It's called GRAS, G-R-A-S. Now, is it right for you? Now, with a tool that I created called Your Body, Your System, we teach people how everything in the universe is made up of three forces: movement, transport, the conversion process, like digestion, conversion, and structure and storage. In the ancient systems of Indian medicine, this was called Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And using this tool, Your Body, Your System, and if you become a part of Truth, Freedom, Health, you'll have a chance to access it. You answer a set of questions, and the red dot denotes your particular body type. The black dot, or your particular system, the black dot denotes where your body is operating today. Now, the theory here is that if your body operates where the red dot is, you have self-healing properties. Your body is intelligent. So the goal is to bring the black dot to the red dot, and there are many foods and exercises you can do that. And this is really a systems approach. Now, when you look at moringai, moringai will lower movement, transport. That's what that means. If the red dots here will bring it down. It decreases conversion, which means it'll go in this direction. And it increases storage, okay? For example, if you want to need to put on weight and mass, right? A lot of the Russian weightlifters and Russian Olympic athletes have been using moringai for decades. So this is what moringai does. So if you want to figure out what's right for you, understand that there are different things that moringai will do to your body. So if your body is over here at some point, right, it decreased transport, that means it's good. It's going to bring you in this direction. But it'll increase conversion, which will take you away, or it'll reduce storage, which will bring you away from this. So just understand, depending on where your body is, it can help you. So in this case, moringai will bring you in this direction, which is good. So for this person, the red dot, it'll support it. But you can use your body, your system to find out if moringai is right for you, all right? And every other Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we hold a tutorial. It's free. You're all are welcome. So you can really understand how this all works. So in summary, There's about 110 compounds that have been isolated so far from moringai. Each part of the moringa plant has its own medicinal properties and uses. Moringa has been used for treatment of diabetes, parasitic infections, cancer, epilepsy, malnutrition, men's and women's health, anemia, joint pain, hypertension, and many more diseases. And by the way, we have created a certification, which is another solution from VA Shiva, clean and raw certification. If you see this label, it's way beyond organic and way beyond non-GMO. It's organic, non-GMO, high bioavailability. So keep an eye out for that. And in closing, look what's going on with the overall lifespan in the United States. And for that matter, the curvature is going to go like this globally. But since 1980, the policies of those in power has created a very unfortunate situation. If you have a child in the United States, your child is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. And you can see what's going on. This is why it's very, very important to understand that the stress from destroyed immune systems, poor food in the environment, unfortunately, reductionist education, inability to solve problems, corrupt leaders, and an economy where most people don't even have enough savings has created enormous stress. And the way out of this is we have to build a global movement, which is what Truth Freedom Health is. So learn about Truth Freedom Health, become a warrior scholar, get involved. And our goal is to help you to think, fight, and heal. And we have a number of solutions. Anyway, that's what the presentation on Moringai is today. And as I close, I want to invite all of you to become part of the movement for Truth Freedom Health. And I'll play this video that will hopefully inspire you wherever you are.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite, working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags.
or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote-unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone, that was our discussion on moringai. The very powerful herb, which is called the tree of life. And I hope you enjoyed it. Again, we'll be doing a series on this. So for each of the different health benefits of moringa, there'll be detailed videos forthcoming on the particular molecular pathways. Anyway, support everything we're doing. Become a Truth from Health Warrior Scholar. Support the Open Science Institute if you wish, but get involved. All of this is brought to you by the Open Science Institute and the Movement for Truth from Health, and it's brought to you by all your efforts. So thank you very much. Be well, be the light. Best to all of you.